We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, eco-friendly viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intercept 10KU band and Intercept 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intercept 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intercept 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 92 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us in the Philippines with the following new addition in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogota, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Punta Arenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Vision. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, China plans to double solar power goals by the end of the decade. In animal news, efforts are made to protect critically endangered birds in Australia. In veg news, Warsaw, Poland warmly welcomes its first loving hut. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 14, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Montenegro, His Excellency Dr. Igor Lukšić. Prime Minister Dr. Lukšić has expressed his commitment to improvements in healthcare, social welfare, and education. Open to techno-friendly modes of communication, His Excellency has his own personal blog and Facebook page. Our earnest appreciation, Prime Minister Dr. Igor Lukšić, for your work for an abundant future for Montenegro. We sincerely wish you a joyous birthday and the company of loved ones.
Lion News, over 170 dead or missing in China floods. Extreme weather continues to afflict central and southern China, with prolonged drought being replaced by recent floods that have swept regions along the Yangtze River and in southwest China's Guangxi province, claiming at least 98 lives and rendering 78 people missing by late Sunday, June 12th. Some 10.4 million people across 13 provinces or regions have been affected, with over 27,100 homes and other buildings collapsed and 645,000 hectares of farmland destroyed.
With the direct economic loss reaching an estimated $1.34 billion, the China Meteorological Administration issued a Level 3 emergency alert. The months of severe drought that brought parched soil to provinces along the middle and lower reaches of the Yangtze River have reduced permeability, further raising risk of flash floods and landslides. Meanwhile, Anhui, Jiangsu, Hunan, and Hubei provinces are currently suffering from both drought and floods at the same time. Over 200,000 hectares of land are still stricken with dry conditions that have left more than 1 million people without adequate drinking water.
When the recent flooding began, Supreme Master Ching Hai had expressed her sorrowful prayers and love as she asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials on any required aid. Saying that financial assistance is available, she requested that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate.
Our gratefulness for the initiatives of the Chinese officials to alleviate this far-reaching disaster and for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. With our deep sympathies for the precious lives lost, we pray for the easing of such extreme conditions through humanity's more benevolent ways.
U.S. wildfire spreads from Arizona to New Mexico. As the blaze known as the Wallow Fire continued to burn out of control for the second week, it crossed into neighboring New Mexico late on Friday, June 10th, and as of Saturday had consumed over 430,000 acres, an area larger than most of the biggest cities in the U.S. On Saturday, soot particles in eastern Arizona were detected at levels nearly 20 times the federal health standard, and officials in both Arizona and New Mexico urged residents and their animal companions to stay indoors, as they warned of potential serious respiratory problems.
Meanwhile, some 4,300 firefighters work to extinguish the blaze, which has destroyed over 30 homes and displaced nearly 10,000 people. Despite being only 6% contained as of Sunday, officials stated that thousands of evacuated residents would be able to return home, although health hazards from the smoke remained. In another area of southern Arizona, also near New Mexico, firefighters also continue working to bring a second major wildfire, the Horseshoe 2, under control. This blaze, now 45% contained, has scorched 135,000 acres and destroyed 23 structures since early May. Fortunately, there have been no reports of serious injuries.
Upon hearing of the worsening conditions of the Wallow Fire earlier in the week, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with local officials to see if any assistance is needed. With her deep love and prayers, she asked that they go, if possible, to offer support to the displaced, adding that emergency funds would be available.
Our thankfulness for the endeavors of the brave firefighters and health officials, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. May such destructive events subside for the protection of animals and humans alike, as we endeavor to more kindly care for the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. thank you. All the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People across the globe are continuing to stand up to oppressive regimes in their quest for improved lives and greater basic freedoms as they gather in countries such as Afghanistan, Bahrain, Greece, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Palestine, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen.
Afghanistan. The International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, has reported to the Xinhua News Agency that approximately 2,000 Afghans are disabled each year due to millions of landmines and other unexploded munitions left behind from 30 years of conflict. In an effort to help victims recover from their often incapacitating injuries, the ICRC has set up 7 orthopedic centers across the country to provide prosthetic limbs and physiotherapy. Iran. Jailed Iranian journalist and activist Reza Hoda Saber died of a hunger strike Saturday, June 11th, in which he had protested the death of activist Hale Sahabi, who had been jailed and may have been beaten by security forces, as she attended her father's funeral 2 weeks ago. Iranians also stood together in a silent march on Sunday, marking the 2-year anniversary of the 2009 disputed election, which police later dispersed using clubs. Greece. Over 20,000 people demonstrated in Athens on Sunday in continued protests of the government's debt repayment plans that include more budget reductions and the sale of state-owned companies, with the protesters saying that the government should further tax the wealthy rather than impose measures that most adversely affect middle and low-income citizens.
Sudan. Following 2 days of talks in Ethiopia, North Sudan has agreed to withdraw troops from the disputed oil-rich Abyei border region. Representatives from the north and the south have agreed that the area is to be demilitarized, with Ethiopian peacekeepers who will ensure the safety of residents wishing to return.
Jordan. For the first time in 6 months of protesters demanding greater democratic representation, Jordan's King Abdullah announced support for a new electoral law that will lead to a government cabinet elected by parliament rather than appointed by him.
Bahrain. Activists state that an estimated 400 people are being tried in military courts on charges relating to their participation in peaceful protests over the recent months, with many who are given very little, if any, notice of their trials, leaving no time to prepare a legal defense.
Syria. According to Syrian state television, the army has taken control of the northern city of Jisr al-Shagor. Witnesses and activists report that all men between the ages of 18 and 40 are being arrested, with 10 people who have been killed by sniper fire as both homes and crops are being destroyed. BBC reporter Owen Bennett-Jones stated that at least 5,000 Syrians have crossed the border into Turkey so far. Many more have gathered outside Jisr al-Shagor with what they could carry, ready to similarly flee if the Syrian army continues to occupy the town. Activists also report that the death toll since the uprising began 3 months ago has risen to 1,300 people. On Monday, the United States again spoke out against Syria's recent crackdown in Jisr al-Shagor, this time calling on President Bashar al-Assad to cease all violence and either lead the necessary political reforms or step aside.
Yemen. Clashes in southern Yemen have intensified, with 7 people killed Sunday in Zanjibar, as a military official stated that at least 140 have died in the past 2 weeks of clashes there with armed men. Concerned at the deteriorating situation, Russia sent 2 planes to remove the country's nationals. On Monday, in the first meeting of its kind, activists reported fruitful discussions with acting President Abid Rabu Mansour Hadi about the transfer of presidential power to a transitional government, saying that they would be meeting again soon to begin the process.
Libya. During a Monday visit to the activist-administered Libyan city of Benghazi, German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle conveyed his country's recognition of the National Transitional Council as the legitimate representative of the Libyan people. He also announced that Germany would be joining several other countries and the United Nations in opening a diplomatic office in Benghazi.
With deep sorrow for the loss of precious lives and the struggles of the people, we pray for a ceasing of strife in every nation and that all citizens may choose lives of dignity, peace, and freedom.
Turkey votes in parliamentary elections. Led by current Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Justice and Development Party won nearly 50% of the votes in the general election on Sunday, June 12th. This secured 325 seats in the nation's parliament and also allows the prime minister to retain his position for a third term. As the number is less than two-thirds of the 550 total seats in parliament, agreement from another party or parties is required to change the country's 1982 constitution. Following the elections, the prime minister pledged to work together in achieving reforms. As he stated, "The people gave us a message to build the new constitution through consensus and negotiation." The Turkish newspaper Zaman also announced that a record 78 members of the new parliament would be women, a significant increase over the 50 elected in the previous term. Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate your renewed term, as well as the newly elected parliament members. Our best wishes for your leadership in bringing change that benefits all Turkish fellow citizens.
Save our planet. In a study published at the end of May 2011, U.S. researchers find that the rising temperatures could jeopardize winter roads built over frozen lakes and land across 8 countries that contain Arctic regions, affecting both trade and travel, as entire sections melt and are rendered impassable.
Save our planet. With drought conditions persisting in France, the European Union's largest agricultural producer has restricted water use by farmers in more than half of the country's 96 mainland departmental administrative areas, and as of Monday, June 13th, was warning of potential crop losses.
Save our planet. With the last 11 years being the driest in a century for the Colorado River in the USA, representatives from the 7 U.S. states whose 30 million people depend on water from the river come together to release an interim June 2011 report that evaluates the shared impact of further climate change effects.
are you, friends? I'm Mirabeau.
Hi there, I'm Laguna. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life, and we're following a delicious plant-based diet.
Would you like to hear a grooming tip for your canine companion?
All dogs, especially those with droopy eyes or wrinkled lids, need their eyes cleaned sometimes.
You can use a soft cloth wet with warm water and gently wipe around their eyes.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Here's the weather around the globe.
In sustainable energy news, China plans to double solar power goals by the end of the decade. According to a report by Shanghai Securities News of China, the country's National Development and Reform Commission seeks to increase its solar energy capacity to 10 gigawatts by 2015 and 50 gigawatts by 2020. Our many green thanks National Development and Reform Commission and China for choosing to augment your clean power sector. May more lands boost their earth-friendly practices for a healthier, verdant planet.
In animal news, efforts are made to protect critically endangered birds in Australia. 11 helmeted honeyeaters, the majority of which were bred at Healesville Sanctuary in Victoria State, were released in Bunyip State Park near Melbourne. It is believed that the park environment, which includes a stable water source, swamp, and vegetation which surrounds a stream, is most suitable for the birds. Victoria's Department of Sustainability and Environment will support the birds in the wild, along with Parks Victoria and volunteers, who will help to safeguard their nests. Helmeted honeyeaters are the only bird endemic to Victoria and are its bird emblem. Kudos, all participating organizations and individuals working to preserve this precious bird species. May the exquisite helmeted honeyeater flourish evermore in safety and happiness. Up next on Noteworthy News, a wide variety of delectable delights are offered at the first loving hut in Poland. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come right back. Stay tuned for more fantastic news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a reassuring world. In Veg News, Poland's first loving hut is well received. Located in the country's capital, Warsaw, the Loving Hut provides tasty, affordable, plant-based fare. Loving Hut Warsaw menu includes cuisine from around the world. In addition, they serve vegan desserts and coffee.
Jest dla mnie ciasto oczywiście bez cukru, ponieważ ciasto uwielbiam. W związku z tym największą radość pewnie mi to ciasto sprawi.
Wszystko jest takie bardzo smaczne i fajnie skomponowane. I te zamienniki mięsa, które mogą pomóc ludziom, którzy jedzą mięso i chcą spróbować, ale boją się, że będzie im czegoś brakowało, to na pewno jest bardzo cenne i bardzo się im przyda.
This location is part of the global family of vegan Loving Hut restaurants that maintain the caring principles encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai in providing a diet of wholesome and cruelty-free meals. Congratulations, Loving Hut Warsaw! Our many thanks also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's devotion to a tranquil and joyful earth for every being. May a peaceful planet soon be attained as more and more opt for a conscientious and benevolent lifestyle.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Thai, entitled Kind Arun.
Arun รับ ลูก อม มา จาก แขก โดย ไม่ พูด อะไร สัก คำ หัน กลับ มา แล้ว ก็ เดิน จาก ไป แม่ ของ เขา พูด ว่า ทำ ไม ลูก ไม่ ขอบ คุณ คุณ ป้า ล่ะ คะ เพราะ ว่า คุณ ป้า จะ ต้อง พูด ว่า ไม่ เป็น ไร ค่ะ
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I really appreciate your effort in saving humanity. May the Almighty God strengthen and give you more grace in saving the human race. I really love you, Udo.
Gracious Udo, thank you so much for your supportive words. We pray each global citizen joins in the noble work of saving our world and all her myriad cherished inhabitants. With all our love and heaven's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with love from the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The U.S.-based and internationally distributed New York Times appoints Jill Abramson, current news managing editor, as the first female executive director in the newspaper's 160-year history.
For his 90th birthday, and in honor of the naval career he gave up to fulfill royal duties at her side, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth of Britain confers Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, with the new title of Lord High Admiral, Honorary Head of the British Royal Navy.
With an estimated 250 million children worldwide who are still forced into work, more than half of whom are exposed to hazardous conditions, the United Nations marks the World Day Against Child Labor with a goal of completely eliminating this exploitation of youths by 2016.
During the Iran-hosted International Nuclear Disarmament Conference, Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi calls on the international community to encourage Israel to join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and to allow UN inspection of the nation's nuclear facilities.
Officials in China announced the launch of a pilot program allowing Chinese citizens to travel as individuals to Formosa or Taiwan, with a planned increase in the number of cross-strait flights and visa fees for visitors from Formosa to China also being reduced by half.
U.S. President Barack Obama meets with visiting Gabon President Ali Bongo Ondimba, with the African leader conveying his hope for furthering partnerships between the U.S. and Africa to improve the lives of millions.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.